Activists experiencing homelessness in Baltimore led a march from the Shot Tower to City Hall on Saturday. They're demanding permanent housing for all. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim was on the scene.
Why should I feel discouraged?
That was Kumba Yassin from Housing Our Neighbors, paying tribute to her friend and fellow housing activist, Kathy Marks, in front of the Fairfield Inn and Suites. Kathy passed away at this hotel during the pandemic. The city moved people experiencing homelessness into hotels to contain the spread of COVID-19. Now it's considering putting them back into congregate shelters by the end of December, just as new COVID-19 cases are on the rise. Yassin says the city has too much money for people to be living in shelters.
Nobody else should have to die.
Mark Council, lead organizer of Housing Our Neighbors, says it's impossible to stay 6 feet apart in shelters.
They're not shelters. They're death traps. And y'all know that.
Council says the city might as well put them in coffins.
So yes, I feel like crying. Yes, I have worked here in Baltimore City. Yes, I have gave my time. Yes, I'm a registered voter. Yes, I helped build Baltimore City. And this is how they turned their back on me.
Alexis Garnett lived in the hotel as well as Pender Hughes shelter in West Baltimore. She says living in the shelter was traumatizing.
I was asking myself, am I going to get sick? Am I going to get COVID? If they couldn't keep the shelter clean before COVID, how could they keep it clean after COVID?
The hotel was one of several stops they made on the way to the rally at City Hall.
When I say cancel, y'all say win. Cancel.
Marchers carried signs reading, "Homeless can't stay home," "Homeless, not hopeless," and "Empty shelters now." Lead organizer Council says that the mayor has not been hearing their demands.
We've been here fighting this battle, and we will continue to fight.
Again, we're not asking for diamond rings for everybody. We just ask for the simple things to survive.
Delegate Robin Lewis of District 46 was among lawmakers and other advocates who spoke at the rally. Lewis said that since August, over 400 Baltimore residents have been evicted, despite state and federal moratoriums on evictions.
And we know that African-American women with small children are at highest risk of eviction. What the hell are we doing?
Councilman John Bullock called on the mayor and the state to provide safe housing for all, which he said is critical for public health.
I know it's getting cold. We're getting into the cold weather months. People are scared. People are hungry. Unfortunately, some people are dying.
Diamante Brown, president of the Baltimore Teachers Union, told the rally she's tried to find housing for her students who are experiencing homelessness and help them get the basic necessities.
I have experienced a lot of times not having the resources for my students that are homeless. I've had students that are homeless that ask me for things like sanitary napkins because they can't just go to the school nurse's office or the main office to get something like that.
She says these students are some of her best writers.
Then when the educator runs out of the resources to be able to provide those things, we don't have a lot of resources to turn to.
At the end of the rally, council said their fight for housing isn't over.
Housing is a human right. Fight, fight, fight.
I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.